It's time for another Midweek Mini. We are your co-host, Mary Ellen and Joe, and we are excited about this one because this is one of our favorite ways to earn points and miles, and that is not just through signing up for a new credit card and earning a great new welcome offer. It's everyday spending through shopping portals online. It is our renewable source of points, and we love chatting about it.
We sure do. In fact, we did an entire session about this live in person at a travel conference called the Travel More Conference. And that was a extremely fun way to share this passion with a room full of people. But we want to give you the basics so you can get into this if you are new to this game, because I think that we earn just as much in shopping portals as we do through sign-up bonuses, at least for the equivalent of one very large sign-up bonus.
Absolutely. You need to frame this in your mind. Shopping portal points are not trivial. You're not just earning little, you know, teeny bits of points and thinking, oh, will this ever add up? No, we are going to get into this with Rakuten, which is the first one we're going to get into. Both Joanna and myself earn more than the equivalent of a full welcome offer's worth of points every single year through Rakuten. So this is a big part of your strategy. This is a part of your strategy that earns you a massive chunk of points without giving you a ding on your credit score.
Yeah, I think what's so amazing about this is a few new things have come out in the last couple of months that allow you to get started on earning loyalty rewards points for airlines or hotels without even having a credit card, which is wild, okay? That did not used to be an option. It now is, and we're going to walk you through it a little bit. I want to start out by giving you a broad overview of what a shopping portal is, because people don't always seem to grasp this right away. A lot of people think that a shopping portal means you're going to Rakuten and you're buying Rakuten's products, whatever those might be. What it is instead, in fact, is a gateway to a bunch of companies that it has partnered with. So some examples of those companies: Instacart, PetSmart, Old Navy, Macy's, Lowe's. I could go on for literally ever because there are so many companies that you can find specifically on Rakuten. All you have to do is make a free account, visit the website before you purchase anything online, and click through the portal first. And then you get credit with Rakuten for shopping at a place you were already going to shop. What's even more amazing is if you can do a pickup order or an Instacart order, that's very validating because you can right away be like, I want some stuff from Ulta today. I'm going to go to Rakuten, going to do my Ulta pickup order. You have them in hours, and then you also got a healthy chunk of points for that. It's very fun, very user-friendly, very, very easy if you make it a habit.
Yeah, I do not shop online anymore at all without clicking through some shopping portal. And the same stores are often on a lot of the shopping portals, but some of them are different. So we're going to give you today a list of a bunch of shopping portals. You won't go through all of them all the time, but some of them will be really helpful for you depending on your travel goals. So we're going to give you those. Some have apps. Rakuten, which we are mentioning first, has an app that you can download. I do a lot of shopping on a laptop versus my phone. So a lot of times I'm going to the Rakuten website, but I do have the Rakuten app on my phone as well. Sometimes I shop through that. I do a little bit of a mix of both. So keep that in mind. Some are more website friendly that you do through a browser. They also have browser extensions, which can be very helpful. And I think pretty much all of the ones that we are going to mention today have browser extensions. So when you go to sign up for the website, make your free account, I highly recommend adding the browser extension, because then if you do go to a website like Old Navy to do some shopping, you will have a little pop-up, and they can be annoying, but they're also very helpful, from three or four different shopping portals to tell you how much cash back, in our case, points back, really, you're going to be earning if you click through their little browser extension. So Rakuten will pop up when I go to Old Navy and say the American Airlines shopping portal, the Southwest shopping portal, Atmos Miles. I will get a little pop-up for all of these things, and I can compare which one I want to use, but you better believe I'm going to be using something, because otherwise, what in the world? You're leaving points on the table.
Yeah. Yeah, you were already going to spend this money anyways. Might as well get something extra for it. It is important to note you can only use one shopping portal for your purchase. You cannot try to stack and use multiple. The stacking comes in with whatever card you choose to use. Sometimes you can get a multiplier through your card and a multiplier through your shopping portal. And offers are constantly changing. Last time I checked on Rakuten, PetSmart was at like 2% back. I would never, ever buy my pet's pet food at 2% back, because I know that somewhere right around the corner, they will offer 10, 15, or 20% back. So I wait and I stock up strategically when those offers arise. And so that's kind of the game that you get into with shopping portals, of trying to learn how to perfectly time your orders. But that's a little bit more advanced. Let's first talk about what happened and the partnership responsible for being able to do this without credit cards. In the fall, Bilt Rewards added a transfer option for Rakuten. Previously, Rakuten had two options. You could earn cash back, which literal cash, they will actually send you a check if you want, or you could link your American Express account to Rakuten and they would send you your rewards in the form of American Express points. That is what we in the Points and Miles world all chose to do, which was very exciting and amazing and a much better value than getting cash back, but you did have to have an American Express card. Bilt Rewards allows you to link their free account to your free Rakuten account and then get your deposit of cash back in the form of Bilt points, no matter what form of payment you used. And Bilt points can be transferred to a list of incredible transfer partners: Southwest, Hyatt, Virgin Atlantic, Alaska Airlines. There's so many partners available through the Bilt website. It is important to note that there are a few caveats to that, and I'm going to let Mary Ellen get into this.
Yes. So when you choose Bilt, if you link your accounts and you're going to choose to take your Rakuten earnings, which I will point out come quarterly, you don't get those monthly, you don't get them on an ongoing basis. It's four times a year you get your payout from Rakuten. You only get that one-to-one ratio to Bilt for the first 6 months if you have their basic blue status. If that's, you know, you have a free Bilt account, but you don't really use it for much, you're just blue status. After 6 months, the ratio gets cut in half, which is no longer as great. And maybe you want to consider switching back to earning Amex membership rewards. Or look into getting Bilt status, because if you have silver, gold, platinum Bilt status, then it stays that one-to-one ratio. But we really love Rakuten for earning Amex membership rewards points or earning Bilt points. Both Bilt and Amex have wonderful transfer partners, and they allow you to get so much more than if you just got cash back. Because a lot of people sign up for Rakuten and they think, oh, good, it will send me a check. I'll get through PayPal or a check in the mail, I'll just earn cash back. And it is foundational to the Points and Miles game to understand if you choose to get Amex membership rewards points or Bilt points, you're going to be able to use those and gain so much more value than your cash. Because you can book a hotel, maybe you had $200 cash back, and that got sent to Bilt, and that became 20,000 Bilt points, which you sent to Hyatt Hotels, and you booked a hotel that instead of being $200 like the cash back was going to be, was a $1,000 a night hotel, which is possible. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get some crazy deals out there. Yeah. Then instead of getting $200 cash back, you got, you know, upwards of $1,000 for those same points. So that's why we encourage you to look into choosing Amex membership rewards or Bilt points when you shop through Rakuten.
Yeah. And I want to stop you guys right here, because if you're like me, you're listening to this and you're very excited and you're like, I'm going to go download this right now and set up my free account. Hold your horses, because we have an affiliate link and it is really important when you're signing up that you use one of these, whether it's ours or someone else's, because you get points for doing that. At the time of this recording, our links that you can find in the show notes will give you 5,000 points when you spend your first $50. And those 5,000 points can 100% get you a free night at a Hyatt hotel. So even if you never plan on using this long term, make an account. It's free. Spend $50 at PetSmart or wherever you are already going to, Instacart, wherever you are already going to spend $50. Get those points, take those points, use those points. Even if you don't want to get into the shopping portal game long term, it's still free points. I mean, obviously you have to spend money, but let's be honest, you had $50 worth of shopping you needed to do already. Get something for it. That is all.
Okay, let's move on from Rakuten to some of the other great shopping portals out there. And a lot of the airlines have their own. So Southwest has a shopping portal. American Airlines has a shopping portal. Alaska Airlines has the Atmos shopping. Most of these portals look very similar. When you go to the pages, you're like, huh, that looks just like the AA portal. But they will offer slightly different amounts back, different multipliers that you earn when you shop through their links. And that's because all of their points have different value, right? They're different systems. They have different value. All points are not equal. Okay, that's important to learn in this game as well. All points are not made equal. Different people have redemptions valued at different prices. They're all different. Okay, so don't get so hung up on the number, like, oh, Southwest is offering 1x my point and AA is offering 2x my points. They're a little different currencies, but still, these should be considered. One, if you know, hey, I want to book a Southwest flight, I need more Southwest points, then great. Use the shopping portal as much as you can. But they're really great if you are trying to earn status with the airline. Maybe you're trying to earn a Southwest companion pass. Or for me, I went hard to get AA status last year. And a big part of my strategy was using the AA shopping portal. I earned a companion pass through Southwest without having two credit cards. A lot of people earn the Southwest companion pass with both a personal and a business credit card. I only had a personal one. I still earned the companion pass because of my strategic use of the Southwest shopping portal. So these can be really helpful tools. One thing to note, several times a year, there will be big bonuses offered. A lot of times around the holidays, they'll say things like, oh, if you spend $100, you'll get 2,000 bonus points. If you spend $500, you'll get, 3,000 bonus points. They'll throw out these numbers for you. Those big bonus points often do not count, say, towards companion pass. So there's little rules to note, but the everyday regular shopping, those multipliers of points that you're earning, those will count towards whatever status you're trying to earn or companion pass. So shopping portals are not just for earning points, they're also for earning status.
If you're big into American Airlines, there's also another way to kind of stack on top of this for earning your loyalty points, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, I love a website called simplymiles.com. It has some offers for you. You need to click to add those offers. They can sometimes stack with other offers. They're specifically for earning American Airlines loyalty points and miles if you have MasterCards. They are tied to MasterCards.
So
what you're going to do is you're going to, it's so, I don't know, whatever. You create your free account, you go into it, and you add any MasterCard that you have. Add them all. Add your MasterCards. Then click and add all of those offers. And for one, for example, I have one that's for Chipotle. If I go to Chipotle and order a burrito and I pay with one of those MasterCards that's linked to Simply Miles, I'm going to earn AA loyalty points and AA miles.
Mm-hmm. As well as the currency of the MasterCard you're using, which oftentimes have nothing to do with American Airlines.
Yeah, it's fun. It's one that I did not know about for a long time. I knew about the AA shopping portal, but Simply Miles is not quite as widely known.
It is fun, especially when you trigger something that you didn't even realize. Because I tend to go in and just like click, 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 click. I don't even read the offers. So when you get that email that says that you got a Simply Miles offer, it's like, oh, yay. I didn't mean to do that. That was fun.
That is fun. I love card pointers. We talk a lot about card pointers. As you listen to this podcast more and more, you will hear about how card pointers helps keep us organized. Card pointers gives you a way to auto add all of the credit card offers that each of your individual travel credit cards give you onto your account very quickly, like all at once. We used to have to manually add a bunch of these credit card offers, and now card pointers just zip does it quickly for us. And it's really fun when you go shopping somewhere, you totally forgot about your offers and it automatically triggers it because you had card pointers. That's a whole nother topic, but it did make me think of that when you said it.
It's super fun logging into AmericanExpress.com and having it be like adding 97 offers to your card, like rather than going in and like clicking 97 times to try to add all of those to your cards. What an absolute nightmare that was. Thank you, card pointers. You can find the link in our show notes.
Okay, another one of our favorite shopping tools, and this one is kind of new on the scene within the last year or so. It's Capital One Offers. If you have a Capital One Venture card, a Venture X card, those are a couple of our favorite travel credit cards. They have a shopping portal now through the app or through the website when you log in. Now, this is different than Capital One Shopping. They're two separate things. What we're talking about right now is Capital One Offers. So when you log into your Capital One account, you will see Capital One Offers there and you can shop through them.
A couple of things to note about Capital One Offers. First of all, we have learned that you should never ever type in to search for the business you're looking for. You should instead scroll, which is very annoying. There was one I was specifically looking for that I knew for a fact was on there. And I was scrolling for a really long time before I found it. But we have found out, you found this out in person, that if you type it in, it sometimes gives you a lower offer. It's like it knows that you want to shop there already. So it's not trying to entice you with the best offer possible.
It's so frustrating. I have screenshots. I can prove that this is the case. So what I will sometimes do, because I have found myself thinking, oh, yesterday I saw, you know, an offer for whatever business. I'll go on Capital One Offers and I'll start scrolling for them. And then I'm panicking because you can scroll forever for so long. And I'm like, I can't find it. So what I will do sometimes, I'll start typing it in the search bar. And I'll type maybe the first two letters or the first three letters and confirm that it's coming up. And it will probably say 2x points or something. And if I see there that I can confirm, okay, it's still on this shopping portal today, then I'll keep scrolling and look for it. And it will, in fact, not always, but often be a different offer than was in the search bar. However, things come and go. Just because something was on Capital One Offers yesterday, a business, doesn't mean they are today. So I do recommend using the search bar just to confirm that you still see the business there, but then don't click on it through that search bar, then scroll for your offer.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. It's such an in the weeds thing, but some of these offers are so, so good. And of course, you want the highest one. Now, when we did our talk at Travelmore, we did talk a little bit about the Capital One portal. And at that point, I had never once had trouble getting the points or the rewards for any of my shopping trips. No matter which card I used, they had always come through. Since giving that talk, I have had two shopping trips not come through and not show up at all. Anyways, the point being that it is the case that you are the most likely to have these offers tracked successfully if you are using a Capital One card. You don't have to. It is not required, but it does seem to track better.
Yes, and that's important to chat about just for all of these shopping portals. For Rakuten, if you have it linked to your, say, Amex Gold card and you're trying to earn Amex membership rewards points, you don't actually have to use your Amex Gold card when you're shopping through Rakuten. You can use whatever card you want. Rakuten tracks pretty well most of the time. Go ahead and accept cookies. I know it seems weird to do that when you're shopping and the little pop-up comes at the bottom and asks, is it okay for the cookies or whatever? You need some tracking so that you get your points on the back end. But Rakuten has a pretty easy way for you to say, hey, I'm missing miles from this. They'll let you take a screenshot of your confirmation email, send it to them, and track down those points somewhat easily. Capital One doesn't. So that is a downside to Cap One offers. I still use them if their offer is the best of the day, if it's better than the Rakuten offer on any given day, I will use Capital One, but take screenshots of literally everything, no matter what shopping portal you're using. Take a screenshot of the date, the time, how much they are offering, and then your order confirmation, because these things can help you on the back end if something doesn't track successfully. And unfortunately, sometimes things do not. But a lot of times they do. Most of the times they do. And so we are going to keep trying and using shopping portals. We earn a ton of points this way. But do know that there are glitches. Things don't track sometimes. It's not a perfect system. Occasionally, things do not track.
Yeah, which is sad. But that is the nature of the beast. So another one that we want to talk about, we've actually touched on it already, is Bilt Rewards. Now, of course, we talked about it in terms of pairing it with your Rakuten to get points that you can transfer to partners, but you can actually earn points right within their app as well. They have something called the Bilt Neighborhood, which is really cool. You can earn at various restaurants in your location. You can earn at fitness centers and pharmacies in your area. Every time I go to Walgreens, I have every single one of my credit cards linked in my Bilt app. Does not matter which one I use, I always get Bilt points for my Walgreens purchases, which is awesome. And so it's just a nice additional way to be earning little bits of points with money that you were already going to spend.
It's important to note, kind of like Joanna mentioned earlier with you can't use more than one shopping portal at once, you can't use more than one dining program at once. So Bilt Rewards has neighborhood dining, but if you're using the dining offers on Simply Miles or the dining offers through an app called Upside that we'll tell you about as well, you can't earn on multiple apps at once. Okay. You have to kind of choose one dining program and you can switch back and forth to different ones, but just note that you may get an email when you sign up for one that you have now opted out of another one because you can't do more than one. So the last two things that we'll leave you with today are apps that are really helpful and function in ways similar to shopping portals. The first one is Fetch. Fetch is a receipt scanning app, at least that's how it started, and you can, you know, go to grocery shopping and then afterwards snap a picture of your receipt and it gives you points for the items. It gives you 25 points for every receipt and then it'll give you extra points for certain items maybe that you bought. But it actually has a shopping portal as a part of it now as well that I have used because of some really big multipliers. I've done some Walmart trips through it. So look into the Fetch shopping portal as well. And they have games on the app if you have a kid or maybe you like to in your free time play phone games. You can earn Fetch points that way too. And then I personally tend to cash in my Fetch points for Airbnb gift cards, but there's a ton of restaurant gift cards that you could use, you know, when you're traveling for your dining budget. There's hotels.com, there's Delta on here, there's Shell for gas, Southwest, Uber. So there's a ton of different options for cashing in those Fetch points. We do have a referral for Fetch, then we'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah, I love Fetch. And I think a really great feature of this, a lot of people hear this, me included, and are like, I do a lot more online shopping than in-person shopping. I don't have that many receipts. This isn't going to be great for me. You can link it to your email address, your Instacart, your Walmart account. It will scan
Amazon.
Amazon as well. And it will scan it for you. And it will tell you, it will give you credit for all of your online purchases as well. And it's so nice and easy. Once you've got it connected, it's just one tap and it just does it all for you. So I remember to do that at least once a week because the receipts have to be within 14 days. But it is just kind of a fun, easy, passive way to be earning. And the other app that we want to mention to you is also really fun, and it is called Upside. And this is really fun. This is a great way that I like to add to my travel budget. This is specifically a cash back app. but it is so easy to use. I use it the most often on gas. You pull it up and it will show you gas stations all around your area, and it will show you how much you can get back per gallon at each of these gas stations. Right now I have an offer at the gas station closest to my house for 19 cents back a gallon, but I filled up last week, and I'm just now looking at my activity, I earned $9.19 on my fill up last week. Imagine if every time you were filling up your gas tank, you were earning money back like this. And the other thing is that they also have restaurants and grocery stores on here. I went to a grocery store yesterday that had 27% cash back. Now, it was a max. It was up to $15. But still, these add up. If you're just taking the time to click on them before you go these places you are already going to go, it is worth a few minutes of your time to check and click. And we also have a referral for this in our show notes.
Yeah, and sometimes on Upstead, like right now, because I've really never tapped into the grocery portion, that's kind of new, and I want to. I have a huge percentage of cash back that I can earn at the grocery store, but there's a challenge. They have a promotions tab. It says earn more, and sometimes there are promotions. Like right now, I have one that says earn 30 cents a gallon back on gas if you make one grocery purchase in the next 30 days, because they want to incentivize me to try their grocery program. So then that's going to be 30 cents off every single gallon for a gas fill up. So there are little ways like that. You can refer friends, you know, to earn other cash back. So take advantage of these little things. All the little things add up.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And they're actually kind of fun to get. It gives you little hits of dopamine from the things that are kind of annoying to spend your money on. It makes it a game.
Very true. We hope that you have found this episode helpful. We hope that you will join us here next time. Find us on Facebook. We have a group there. You can join and share ideas. We are on Instagram. I am at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4. Joanna is Points to Wonderland. We are so thankful that you join us week in and week out, and that we can learn more about points and miles together. We will see you next time.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We hope you learned something new and feel inspired to plan your next trip.
Remember, we're travelers sharing our experiences, not financial advisors. So always do your own research and make informed decisions.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like, subscribe, and follow so you never miss a Points and Miles tip.
We'll see you next time on Wonderland on Points.